This is TFM 102.7 in Kuching, 100.7 in Cebu, 102.8 in KK. TFM, always with you.
Yo, what's up? The Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? You're chilling with me, T-Pay. All right, today in the studio, we've got a very accomplished teenager with us. She's only 18 years old. She's been to international dancing stage. Recently, she bagged 3 gold, one for the WDSF Youth Female Solo Latin, one for Adult Female Solo Latin, and one at the Maloca Dance Festival for MDF Open Youth Female Solo Latin competition as well. So give it up. Welcome, Sherry Yo. Woo!
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Sherry. How does it feel, though, after winning 3 gold medals representing Malaysia?
Well, it was definitely a surreal feeling. I think in the moment, I wasn't expecting it at all. So actually, I just didn't know how to feel. But I'm really grateful for everything that has happened. And yeah, I'm just really happy that I was able to bring Malaysia's name to European country.
Okay. Like, were the results well within your expectations, though?
I actually went to this competition with no expectations whatsoever because it's my first solo competition in a European country. So I just kind of went there to see how it's like there and see how the dancers are.
Well, I mean, for a 17 years old to go to an international stage, I'd say that's a pretty big deal. All right, right now we're going to go for a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll talk more with Sherry Yo right after the break. TFM, always with you.
The Night Show, where you get the best music of all time.
Bonjour, welcome back to The Night Show on TFM. Hello, what's up? It's your boy TP. Today in the studio, we are talking to a recent medalist at an international dance festival, bagging 3 medals, 3 gold medals, and 1 more bronze medals. It's Sherry Yo. So just now we talked about how she felt and how did she actually prepare? Did she expect the results? So right now we want to know, Sherry, is that you joined so many categories, 4 in total, 3 to 4. How did you actually prepare for those competitions?
Well, I've been consistently training since I was 6 years old. I started dance at 6 and I've just been training all my life. I haven't taken any long breaks or anything because in dance, it's not really like sports where there's like an off season and an on season. It's just about consistency. So yeah. I wouldn't say there was a specific time where I prepared more.
I see. Then, like you said, like you started since 6 years old. So from there onwards, were you always involved in Latin dancing?
Yeah, I started Latin dancing at 6. That was my first exposure to dance.
Oh, what made you enter Latin dancing?
Well, I actually saw a Latin dance competition in a shopping mall. And I saw like their costumes and the high heels, and I just really wanted to be like them one day.
Ah, you wanted to try on those shoes and dance on the stage like that. Okay. So prior to that competition, was it stressful while preparing for everything leading up to that competition?
I'd say because I've been doing it for so long, it wasn't particularly more stressful for this competition. Mm-hmm. So since, as I said, I wasn't expecting much from this, right, and I just went there and, you know, just tried my best, and well, things turned out the way they did.
Right. Well, did you get nervous before going onto the stage to perform?
Oh yeah, definitely because nervous, it's my first time seeing these dancers, like solo dancers, and since they're European, they're like, their genetics are different, I guess. They're taller, maybe they have a different physique than I do, so yeah. It was definitely very intimidating.
Right, okay. But then how did you eventually overcome all of this stress that you have? Do you have like a routine or a hobby that you go to?
For competitions, I usually just try to stay in my zone. So I practice myself and I try my best to just remind myself that I'm here for a reason and that I've already worked for this, so just try my best and the results will just be what they are. Like, I can't change anything.
Right. So just put yourself out there, give it your best shot, and whatever the result is, it will speak for itself. And that's why Sherry Yo just bagged 3 gold medals for Malaysia. Right, so it's time for another quick break, but make sure to stay tuned to TFM for more Sherry Yo updates and talks after this. TFM, always with you.
This is The Night Show, only on TFM, always with you.
Hey, what's up, Night Show and TFM here, and you're chilling with your boy TP. Welcome back to the second hour. Today we are talking to a gold medalist of Malaysia representing Malaysia on the international dance stage. We got Sherry Yeo. So Sherry, after joining so many competitions and everything, who has been your biggest supporter?
Definitely my parents. I know that a lot of Asian parents tend to tell their child that, oh, you're just doing this for fun and you should just focus on studies and all that. Yes, my parents still tell me to focus on my studies, but they're also very, very supportive in my dance. And they allowed me to have, actually, I'm having a gap year right now from studying. I just finished college last year and they told me I can take a gap year off to focus more on dancing. Yeah, so that was definitely a very big motivation for me to keep working harder.
I think that's great though. Like, they're actually leaving you to make your own choices and to support you whatever the choices that you make out there. Also, at the same time as well, like you said previously, you're a student while you join these competitions, right? How do you balance in between these two things? Because like, it's not easy to have these two things. So how do you do it?
I wouldn't say that I'm the best at doing that, but there will always be sacrifices that have to be made. So if you want to train intensively and also be a full-time student at the same time, there will definitely be sacrifices. So you can't like hang out with your friends or family as much, but you definitely want to try to schedule your time properly. So even though it's intensively training, you still have to have a set schedule. So then you shouldn't be training more 1 week and training less 1 week, because that way then it will mess up with your body regulation as well. Yeah.
Well, speaking like a professional, I see. All right, so up next, right, after winning all these competitions, bagging golds and bronze and medals, what is your next goal though?
I'm actually going to Hong Kong next month on the 16th for a competition, but this time I will be competing with my partner.
So is that the plan for now, or in the future do you have any other huge plans that you want it to come through?
For now I'll just focus on this competition, because it's actually, it's like a world championship but in Asia.
Okay, so it's a huge thing lah. Alright, so right now we're gonna go for another quick break, but don't go anywhere. Coming back after this, we're gonna take some professional advice from Sherry. Stay tuned to TFM.
Get ready for your daily dose of fun and relaxing evening right here on TFM.
Hello, nice show on TFM. Yo, what's up? You're back with me, TP here. Back in the studio here, we've got Sherry Yeo, and we just talked about her recent accomplishment, bagging 3 gold at the International Dance Festival. So right now we want to know, Sherry, a person with your age, 17 years old, who has quite a good success in your dance career, what would you say is the best advice that you give to those who is trying to be in the same footsteps as you?
Definitely a strong mind, because dancers receive a lot of negative comments, just, you know, how it's perceived, especially right in the Asian world. Yeah, and usually people will tell you that dance is not a real career, or there are always better dancers out there, and it's very competitive. Even in your own studio, you'll always be comparing yourself to others. And I think when you get to a point where it gets really bad, you have to take a step back and definitely evaluate your thoughts and, you know, try to calm down a little bit. Yeah.
So basically, you're saying that as a dancer, you need to have that strong mindset, not be influenced by people, and you need to be calm in making a good decision, and always don't listen to those people that are around you telling that you can't do it, because you can do it.
Yeah.
All right. I think those are very good advices. So thank you so much, Sherry, for doing this short interview with us. It's been lovely. And of course, from Sarawak here, we've been supporting you, and we will wish you all the best in your upcoming projects and competitions as well. Good luck in Hong Kong.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, Sherry. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. And that's it also from The Night Show for today. It's the end of TGIF. Hope you guys enjoyed the talk that we had together with Sherry. More of your favorite songs are coming up next. And last but not least, happy weekend, everybody. Have a great weekend. This is me, TP, signing off. TFM, always with you. Bye.